Mr. President, on the crash, do you have any concerns that your commentary about things you have described as common sense or your observations could in any way interfere with the thorough investigation of the crash?
No, I think they'll do an investigation. It'll probably come out the way I said it. I like to put it up front. I'm so tired of listening to things happen to our country and then people say we'll do an investigation and 3 years later they come out with a report that nobody looks at. Especially, not in all cases can you do that, but in this case, you know, you had a helicopter that was, the Black Hawk was too high. It was above the 200 limit by double. It shouldn't have been there. And there were some other mistakes made too, and I pointed them out also, and I was right on all of it, but they'll still do an investigation just to check it out. But
Hey,
everybody. Welcome to episode 242 of Is This Thing Working? I'm James, and that's my lovely co-host over there, Denise. How are you doing?
I am awesome.
Awesome.
I am so awesome to be here today. You heard what President Trump said. You know, that we are so tired of investigations that go nowhere.
Right.
You know?
Right. And really, you've heard a lot of different talk and a lot of noise about this. And then you've seen the hoaxes that came out with it, you know. And so, look, right now what we know is basically what he's saying that we know is that they crossed flight paths and a lot of people lost their lives. A lot of innocent people lost their lives. And a lot of people who had no idea that that was going to happen.
I know.
It just, it happened. Yeah, it just happened, you know. And my heart breaks and my prayers go out to those families of each and every one of those people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's just take a moment of silence.
All right, here we go. First, we want to let you know that tonight's show is Missed Headlines for Tonight. And we also want to let you know that these are our opinions and they're our assertions and we own them. If you like them, tell your friends, share the show. And if you don't like them, go ahead and tell your friends about us anyway and share our show.
And make sure you hit that like button and stomp it. I don't care what you do with it, but just hit that like button and share the show with all of your friends. And make sure you follow Is This Thing Working on all platforms where we go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble, Getter, and X. And you can catch us on the podcast an hour later on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yes. YouTube also, each and every place you go.
Everywhere you can find us.
Yes.
It is so fun.
Let's keep moving forward then and pay the bills. Here we go. Tax season doesn't have to be stressful or expensive, especially when you use Free Tax USA. With Free Tax USA, you can file your federal taxes for free, no matter how simple or complex your return is. That's right. Free filing for everyone with no hidden fees or surprises. Now, if you need to file your state taxes, hey, no problem, but it's just $14.99. And if you need support, Free Tax USA offers step-by-step guidance and live customer service to ensure everything is accurate and easy. So whether you're filing as an individual, self-employed, or you're managing investments, Free Tax USA has you covered with powerful tools and secure filing backed by the same encryption used by major banks. So join millions of Americans who trust Free Tax USA every year to file fast, file free, and get their biggest refund. Head over to freetaxusa.com and start your return today.
Click that link below. We surely will appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Thank you so much. We love you so much. And it's Friday, and we do Friday headlines.
Yep.
And
We've got some pretty cool headlines tonight, man.
They're kind of fun, and they're not all political, believe it or not. I think that video we played at the very beginning is just about the only real political thing we have. I mean, we have a few things that are going on in the in the, you know, but it ain't too bad.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Texas Brief, everybody. I'm having a hard time concentrating because it is so much out there, so much going on.
Yeah.
And these little headlines that just doesn't get out there. Now, Texas headlines get kind of moved around and you don't really get them until, I mean, because, you know, the federal government, it takes like all the air out of the room.
Yeah, all the new space, it does. But so Brandon Walton's, who we've used a lot of times as a source before here tonight, he says this 2 hours ago. He says, breaking, Governor Abbott issues an executive order banning DEI in all state agencies. And the order reads, pursuant to his powers as governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott has issued the following executive order number GA-55 relating to state agencies complying with the colorblind guarantee of our state and federal constitutions by prohibiting all forms of government race discrimination. The original executive order is attached to this letter of transmittal. Respectfully submitted, Gregory S. Davidson, executive clerk to the governor.
I saw this, and James, I can remember when we first started doing the podcast, we did a whole lot on Ken Paxton.
Right.
And he went after the schools just like Abbott wanted him to.
With CRT.
With CRT. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks, I don't know about if you know this or not, but all they did was change CRT to DEI.
Right.
It's the same exact thing.
Right.
But when they changed the name to DEI, all of a sudden, everyone forgot about it.
Right.
And let it get in our schools. So I just call performative on this. I call, you see what President Trump is doing, and, oh, let's do it now.
Right.
And not do anything about it.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, they let it go on way too long.
They let it go on. They let it happen.
Yeah.
Okay, and our next headline that we have today for Texas is from the Texas Scorecard, and the headline reads, Harris Health Representative says patients don't have to reveal immigration status.
Governor Greg Abbott said he issued an executive order last year requiring hospitals to track and report the cost of providing care to illegal aliens. This is important, y'all, because this is taxpayer-funded stuff, man. At U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia's Know Your Rights event, a Harris Health spokesperson claimed that patients do not have to answer questions on their immigration status, regardless of what Greg Abbott's executive order requiring hospitals to collect this data. And it says that this order directed hospitals to begin collecting information regarding the cost of medical care provided to illegal aliens as of November 1st, 2024.
Yes.
So
when I was reading this, I had a problem with that date. Now, I do remember we have discussed this before when it did come out. And I remember saying at that time that isn't it kind of funny how all of a sudden, right before the election of President Trump, all of a sudden Abbott's going to get on board with everything. It's just exactly what we talked about in this previous headline that's going on.
Right.
I mean, Abbott...
Habits pandering.
He does. He panders to whatever's going on at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so we're very disappointed in him because this stuff, I mean, he comes out, we've done the border, we've done this, and we've done that.
Well, and that's the thing. Ken Paxton's been fighting this for how many years now?
Yes.
You know, and we've all seen it go on, and we've seen it go on just like with this. He allowed it to go on all this time up until November 1st of 2024. Now, from that date forward, I want you to start recording it.
Yes.
Well, you've had this problem for 3 years, you know, longer.
I know.
But it's been really been bad for 3 years. So you've had this problem going on for 3 years now.
So what are you saying? But is and I'm wondering, did they ask them their status before November 1st?
Right.
So after November 1st, all of a sudden they don't want to ask for their status?
This is what was crazy. Keep going here and they'll show you. Olga Rodriguez, who's vice president of the community engagement, corporate communications with Harris Health, she says that hospitals are obligated to comply with applicable laws, ordinances, regulations, and executive orders issued by a federal, state, and local authority. So that's just like a blanket answer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Are,
that her lawyer wrote down for
They are obligated to comply. Yes,
to comply. And she says that. She admits that. But then turns around and says they're not going to do it. But it says all Texas hospitals, including them, have been required to begin collecting answers to the citizenship questions. However, she went on to stress that patients need not answer these questions, right? Oh, we'll comply with the law, but however, they don't have to answer this question.
They'll probably just take it off the sheet. That's right. Just how they work.
Well, here it is. Here's what they're going to do. Harris Health representatives will simply collect each patient's answer to the citizenship question, including if the patient declines to answer, and will not ask the patient for documents or other proof to validate their answers. She reiterated again that the statement emphasizing that patients do not need answer questions. We will continue to care for them regardless of how they choose to answer the citizenship question. She added, which is in line with Abbott's order. No, it's not. What Abbott said for you to do was ask them the question and them answer honestly. You know what I mean? So what you're saying is, hey, we're going to put it out here and we don't care whether you lie or not.
Yeah, and then the local Democrat officials have been hosting Know Your Rights events to educate illegal aliens on what they should do if they encounter immigration officers. Red cards handed out at Wednesday's event encouraged illegal aliens to avoid opening the door and to remain silent.
Okay. Everybody, you know, we talked to you about being informed and being engaged and numbers to call. Call 1-866-DHS-2-ICE. Tell them.
Yes.
Man, this is going on.
This needs to be reported because, it's also illegal to harbor an illegal. It's illegal.
Aiding and abetting.
It is illegal.
If I drive the getaway car from the bank when you've robbed it, guess what? I aided and abetted you, and I'm going to jail right along with you, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Same thing.
And why should my taxpayer money here in Texas pay for their health care?
Exactly.
And the main and only reason that Abbott wanted all that information is to get the money from the federal government.
Right.
Which he came out with a letter to the federal government of how much they owe him before all this, probably.
Right.
Before all the hospital stuff.
Right.
You know, they're keeping track of it, data. So that we can be paid back here in Texas.
Right.
What was it, $11.1 billion?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it just shows you, though, the level of corruption within the institutions, man. You know, it's not so much maybe that it's the illegals deal that he come there to get health care. It's not maybe not so much that deal that they did that. It's the deal that you guys are falsifying records. You guys are not complying with the law. You are the ones that are the real problem, not them. You've made this accessible to them.
Yes.
You know what
I mean?
You're
making them more of a criminal.
It's the same as hiring illegal immigrants to work for you. You know what I mean?
Why, certainly.
You're compounding the problem. You are the problem when you hire those illegal aliens to work for you for $7.50 an hour, which we know that it truly does go on.
It does go on.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been seeing all over the place lately. And I even asked James, you think this is a psyop? I mean, people going around with all these videos with no workers, you know, they're not working. And, oh, we're not going to, because no one else wants to work for $7.25.
The construction workers, you know? That show, says 3 out of 45 workers showed up today, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and then the one in Katy, Texas, where the video goes around
the
and
Walmart.
There's nobody in Walmart at 8:30 at night.
Except the one little worker that ducks behind the shelf real quick because he got caught on camera because there wasn't supposed to be anybody there. Yeah. I know, man.
You know, I wonder about this. You know, I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see them hiding like that.
Right.
You know, they're that afraid.
Right.
You know, I go home. They're probably gone home. Maybe they're gone home. They've made a lot of money.
Maybe.
Maybe they've gone home.
Maybe.
You don't know what has happened, but I know that ICE is not raiding workplaces.
No.
So, and they had no intention of raiding workplaces.
No.
You know, they're going after criminals first, real hard line criminals. Then they're coming after you little guys later.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, if you'll start showing some effort toward gaining your citizenship here, maybe not.
Maybe you should apply for citizenship.
Yeah,
maybe you should
exactly,
get in line.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we know people that are here illegal. It would break my heart if they had to leave. You know, but it's just the way it is.
Yes.
You know, you're here illegal. You need to apply for citizenship if that's what you would like.
Amen.
Or a visa. You know, be here legally.
Yep.
You know, but I do believe that the ones that have come here illegally, they're not given a chance.
Right.
I don't know for sure, though. I don't know the laws or the rules.
Who knows?
But we're going to move on to another story because we could go all day on that.
Yeah. Here's some more taxpayer funding fraud going on. Yeah.
Trump's FCC chair, this is from the Gateway Pundit, is launching an investigation of NPR and PBS taxpayer funding under increased scrutiny. Now, you know, the NPR and PBS are not supposed to put
They're
ads.
Public broadcasting.
They're public broadcasting. They're
yes,
not supposed
they are.
To take money from any other organization.
From any advertisement.
Or any advertisement. Exactly.
Yep. So Brendan Carr, who is the head of the FCC now under President Trump, is launching an investigation of the National Public Radio, or better known as NPR, and Public Broadcasting Service, which is better known as PBS. Both organizations are already facing the loss of taxpayer funds, and the investigation will increase pressure on lawmakers to pull that funding. Conservative Americans have been calling for the defunding of NPR and PBS for years, because there are countless examples of these organizations acting as surrogates for the Democrat Party. They don't even try to appear politically balanced, even though they are funded in part by taxpayers. So he goes on to say here that the FCC launched this investigation into the outlets, PBS and NPR, over member stations potentially airing prohibited commercial advertisements, according to a letter obtained by the New York Times. He says, I'm concerned that NPR and PBS broadcasts could be violating federal law by airing commercials. He wrote, according to the New York Times, he said, in particular, it's possible that NPR and member stations are broadcasting underwriting announcements that cross the line into prohibited commercial advertisement.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Ad revenue.
It's about time.
Yeah.
We've all known they've been doing it.
Yeah.
They've been doing it out in the open for years.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, let's be keeping an eye on this one because this one's going to get pretty cool.
Yep, and this was a missed headline.
I mean, it came out and then it went away because, you know, President Trump is keeping the media landscape full right now. And another thing that happened today, breaking news, White House delivers answers on the drones. Here, I want you to check out. What our little Miss
this was, yeah,
press
from
secretary.
January 28th. This
was a couple of days ago.
Yep.
From our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Here she goes.
Before I turn to questions, I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy. A statement from the President of the United States to start this briefing with some news.
Can I just ask what the various other reasons were?
Right.
that just keeps, every time I hear that, I go, what various other reasons? y'all didn't just come out and lie to us like that
thing.
For no, absolutely no reason.
I know. What was the reason?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they really didn't lie so much as omit. And they did come out and say, I can remember at the time, they said, it's not nefarious. It's not any other country.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But they never would come out and assure the American people that
right. This
is what is going on.
Right.
You know, and that was the Biden administration the whole time.
Completely inept.
Completely.
Not being able
to talk to the American people. And that the Democrat Party is exploding because of it, because they still don't know how to talk to the American people.
Exactly.
You know?
They don't.
I mean, what? Representative Jeffries comes out today and, like, starts an insurrection almost, you know. I mean, like, people really don't want that no more, fool. They don't want that.
I get it.
They don't want you to rise up against people anymore.
I get it.
We're done.
I get it.
Do you see anybody in the streets? Probably only in his town or in New York.
Right.
On, You know, that's the only place you'll see it. No one else gives a crap anymore.
Right.
We voted for the guy we wanted in there.
Yep.
We don't care what you have to say.
Exactly. The other one thing that and we said we weren't going to be political today.
I know, and we've ended up political, so we apologize. We don't know how to do it any other way. We try.
Here we go. Jay, and this is from a guest contributor at the Gateway Pundit, Jay Valentine, American Oversight. Jay Valentine says, American Oversight, anti-Trump leftist NGO network is uncovered.
There's going to be a whole lot of them uncovered. Yes. I do believe there's a whole lot more there than you would think.
Yep. And it says here that this is a guest post by Jay Valentine. It said, this week, the American Oversight Organization announced it'll gather data to investigate President Trump and challenge some of his actions. It also came out against Pam Bondi for attorney general. What you're seeing is another leftist NGO tied to the over 100,000 other leftist NGOs that funnel money back and forth to interfere in elections and obstruct conservative elected officials. As usual, this organization has a name that hides its deep leftist roots. Ban NGOs. I'm telling you, and they just passed the bill back last year. For what, like I said, $3.5 billion?
Yes, I believe it was billion.
And they funded all of these different NGOs all over the world, man. Our government did that. Man, I'm telling you, they wouldn't get not one more red cent from me, man. I tell them, that's it. Bye. Adios. See what you can do without us.
Yeah. You know the Gateway
Pundit. Shut down and go away.
It goes on and it reminds us that the federal government also cut all ties to Catholic Charities because they fund illegal migration. And then they froze all money to foreign entities and, you know, just all over the place. And then there was this big uproar. Everyone heard about that, where they froze it, but then they didn't really freeze it. And, you know, there's so much out there.
Right.
You know, I mean, but there's too many NGOs and they're going to continue to uncover them. They will find you.
Right.
They will find you.
Right.
Because these people are not fooling around.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, I mean, look what happened here from the Gateway Pundit. Once again, 6 out of 7 executive assistant directors and 25 special agents in charge are out at the FBI, according to FBI whistleblower.
Yep.
I mean, look what they're doing. They are not messing around.
No, they're not. These guys knew how serious we were when we said MAGA is coming after you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And MAGA is coming.
Yep.
And the confirmations of Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, Tulsi Gabbard, and RFK Jr. went on all week. And everyone saw the Democrats
cover and protect, man,
and just
lie.
Do everything they can.
And Kash called them out, man. RFK called them out.
Yes.
Tulsi owned them.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean,
she just flat owned them.
And there are even Republicans coming out afraid of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're afraid of these people being in there because, you know, they called them, or RFK Jr. did, called them on their own corruption.
Oh, yeah.
In front of their face.
Yeah. He
did. You know, so, I mean, this Trump administration is not fooling around.
Good.
And you know what, folks? It ain't about feelings. I was watching President Trump give that interview just now when he was talking to, and you could tell just by looking at him how disgusted he was with
how
the question.
Irritated. Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh my gosh, you know, the same questions over and over. And you can tell by the look on his face. When am I going to get somebody smart?
Right.
Somebody that's going to ask the right question or a question that, you know, people really need to know the answer to. You know, when are they going to do that?
Just like what I said, until we know better, that was an accident.
That
hands down,
it was
whoever
an accident.
Caused it, it was an accident.
It doesn't matter. DEI, I mean, I get all that.
Yeah.
100%. And I am on board with fixing it.
And
it's needed to be fixed for years, since the Obama administration, by the way.
And I guess a simple answer is it was an accident that was created by incompetence. That's the simplest answer, and that's probably the biggest truth.
It is the truth.
You know what I mean?
That's pretty much what he said.
Right.
That, you know, it was.
And he shut them down, and he shut down all the noise immediately. And that's what I like.
Me too.
Hey, man, look, we said we would go away from all this. Let's go away from the politics for just a little bit. Kind of go away from the politics just a little bit.
Let's end on a good note.
Politics isn't just on D.C. It just isn't on Capitol Hill. It just isn't out in Hollywood. Dude, politics is all involved with the NFL. And they have been. If you have watched the Chiefs, whether the Kansas City Chiefs, whether you love them, whether you hate them, you've watched them, and you've seen the controversy almost every game this year. Almost every game. A lot of games this year. They've had a lot of calls go their way, and people have been watching this over and over and over. It has turned from a coincidence to a pattern. Does that make sense? The bad officiating calls?
Yes.
So Bill Burr was on the Rich Eisen show, man, and he just ripped Rich Eisen about this. And it's funny, man, because Bill comes out and calls him out on the fact, hey, man, there's a lot of game fixing going on, man. There's a lot of bad calls that stir the game in a different direction. I guess the whole deal is the NFL wants to call themselves a sports league. But are they really? Aren't they just a sports center? Aren't they just an entertainment league, kind of like the WWE? It sure has started to look that way, man. Check out what Bill says here. Watch this. Listen to this. This is hilarious.
Five words you pronounce wrong 2 years before your brain starts shutting down. Dementia is now known as type 3 diabetes, according to the Mayo.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I like the Chiefs.
You're really going out on a limb, aren't you?
Dude, hey, listen. The Eagles are really good, but I also
Boy, are they?
But I chose the Chiefs.
The Eagles are going to have to be up by at least 30 points.
All right, go there, Bill. Go there.
Oh, then ignore.
Go there. No, I'm not ignoring.
No, oh, yeah, no. That's the greatest team you're ever gonna see. It doesn't get any better than that. And it's just football at the highest level, and if you're not appreciating what's going on, then there's something wrong with you.
Oh boy.
Dude, it's a show. Okay, they're all shows at this point. Like, I think there was a while there where I think, let's be honest. Okay, there's Please. Always been point shaving, mob gambling. It's always been, and all sports have always been like that. But I think we're going into like an unprecedented time of that on all sports or whatever. So I'm not just singling them out. I don't care about that stuff. But I'm just saying, like,
you think the Chiefs are not as good as we're making them out to be, Bill? I mean, I'm trying to figure.
I think the hammer directly on the head. It's
here.
A business.
Yes,
it's a business, and you got to look at the problem with the Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a dance partner. Well, you had Bradshaw, Staubach, you had Montana, Elway. He's just the only guy. So if you don't like the Chiefs, you should buy everyone should buy the jersey of that kid on the Redskins. So then the NFL will be, maybe there's some money. Maybe this is lucrative. If we could sort of, I don't think it's fixed. I think it's massaged. There's definitely more back rubs on one side than the other. I mean, I don't know. Like, dude, you know what kills me? It was when I watched the NBA in 2000, massaged. I was going like, this is fixed. This is fixed.
Well, at times it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. But then they do the Oswald thing. They blame it on one guy.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, it was just him. It's like, if I'm on an officiating crew with you and I'm shaving points, how long before you figure that out? Half a quarter. Half a quarter. You figure, like, what is this guy doing?
I see what you're saying.
And then you come up to me upset, you know, that I'm not letting you in on the action. Because we're both underpaid.
See, but the thing is, like, and I understand.
We're wearing our athlete's foot shirts, right? And our dirty slacks. Like, you ever take one of those American airline flights with, like, the propellers?
Yeah.
You ever see the pants of the pilots? I mean, they're getting paid less than a substitute teacher. It's insane. They come in with those old black Reeboks on. They look like they're waiting tables at Applebee's, and you're putting their You put your life in their hands.
You know, you,
they're grossly underpaid. I'm not saying they're bad pilots. It's just like,
no,
it's like there's nothing spiffy about it.
So you'd feel safer flying on a plane with a guy with a better pair of pants, is what you're saying.
I'd like to see a crease. I'd like to see a crease going into the cockpit. I don't want TGI Fridays. So,
but you, there's a party.
Like a bunch of, they got a bunch of miserable people walking in the back having to sing happy birthday to somebody.
So you, watching at home, you, part of you, Bill Burr, thinks that when Allen step into the line of scrimmage in a fourth down and short, and he's called, and he's barely making it to the line of scrimmage, just a little past it, maybe he's got the first down, maybe he doesn't.
And maybe one guy says it is a first down, and the other guy says it. You know which way it's
going
to go.
Somebody's sitting there going, here's my chance to get that massage. Like, is that what you're saying? Because again, that's.
I just think, you know, where is the money? Like, come on, man. They got all the stars. They got Taylor Swift. I mean, that's going to be a lot. Like, it's a business. Why are they an entertainment league? Why aren't they a sports league?
So you're thinking that there is a thumb on the scale.
I'm asking you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm asking
right
you.
Here. Yeah.
Why are they called an entertainment league? Why are they not?
Because they're a sports league, but it is entertainment in this day and age. You know what I mean?
If you're called an entertainment league,
yes,
and a game is proven to be fixed, you can't be. From what I've read, you cannot be tried because it's entertainment. It's sports entertainment.
So you don't think the Chiefs are as good as they really are?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying that I, you know, it's a business.
You've got Chiefs fatigue. That's what you've got.
What?
You get a little bit of the Chiefs fatigue. You're tired of watching
them
win.
Okay, okay. You're a company man. I get it. Because you know what?
And there you go. Eisen couldn't deny it either, man.
He couldn't.
No.
And you know, Burr said it right. You're a company man.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, well, he's, of course, that's his show. You know,
yeah.
He gets probably paid pretty well from the Chiefs.
But you notice another thing, too, that,
from the NFL,
that Bill Burr said, too, you know, hey, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a dance partner. You know, y'all ought to go out and buy the Jaden Daniels jersey. You know, that's one of the hottest selling jerseys out there right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And this is probably the best take that I've heard. And if y'all don't know Just Raiders, baby, it's at TX Raiders fan. Go check him out. He's got a good perspective about this. He said one NFL owner told Forbes that he believes the commercial rights could be at least $300 million by 2029. NFL owners share the revenue from the national media deals equally among the 32 teams. The NFL media deals are the primary source of revenue for the league. The NFL commissioner is the Vince McMahon of the NFL and clearly concerned with pushing players and narratives over fair and partial sporting events. The league is using NFL officiating to alter outcomes and maximize ratings and TV deals. Follow the money. It tells the truth what the NFL has become. Narrative-driven sports that drive TV ratings and legalized gambling have ruined the NFL. And I couldn't agree more with that, man, because I love the game. I could sit there and watch the game with the sound off. That's, you know what I mean? Just to see football. I love the game of football, man. But I hate all the politics, and just like we watched last
week.
Yeah, and for just recent memory, just like what me and you sat there and watched the Chiefs last week in the Bills game, and we seen the pass that between Xavier Worthy and the Buffalo Bills defender, and they hit the ground, and the ball hit the ground. Tony Romo sat there and said while they were reviewing it, oh, you can see the ball hit the ground clearly right there. Well, that's an incomplete pass. They come back after play review, and they claim that Kansas City caught the ball, and that was a reception, and the ball was placed right there. And Tony Romo turns around and goes, well, you can't really argue with that call. You sit there and seen it.
Yes.
Then when you had Josh Allen clearly by about a foot makes that first down on fourth and one, and he pushes his way through, and he got shoved back, and then you see both referees, both line judges run out there and spot the ball differently, and they take the home field advantage mark, and we watched that happen too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's just the most recent memory of what's been going on.
In every single game Kansas City plays, something like that happens in.
Exactly. And we've seen it happen for years with the Patriots. And we know that the Patriots even were cheating at that time, man.
Yes.
And
what was that? Football gate or something like that?
They did the deflate gate. With the footballs being different. But, you know, that was kind of a laughable kind of thing. I mean, you know, in a way, but the thing that they really got caught cheating in that was serious was the fact that they were videotaping other teams' practices and calls and these kind of things. And so I guess my point is with this is I'm kind of the same as just Raiders baby and a lot of people around the country, man. You're not fooling us, NFL, and we've made the accusation now based on all the things that we've seen go on. You're not fooling us anymore. Are you a sports league? Are you a bona fide sports league? Or are you sports entertainment and you're making money with Vegas? Which one are you doing? You know what I mean?
I agree. You know, because just like Burr said, I mean, what if you're an entertainment industry, you don't get sued. But if you're NFL, you get, you know, just
you're
a gonna sports
get,
league.
You're going to get sued. Yeah, for game fixing.
That's right. So, you know, they want to play that line right there on that fine line, just like they did in that call.
And not only that, they'll punish you as an opposing player or as an opposing team, an opposing head coach or anybody else, if you come out and you talk about the bad officiating during that game and how that bad officiating changed circumstances in that game that caused the momentum to shift or that caused, you know, that kind of thing, and you left points out on the field, or you could have stopped them and left points on the field for them, you know what I mean, and put yourself at an advantage. That's the way that the referees make the bad calls. We watched that right tackle for Kansas City all year long, man. All year long he false started. Every single time he moved his back leg back, he stood up, he always blatantly false started, man. We watched it go on.
He never called.
And over and up. That's exactly right.
He never called.
In key situations, man.
Absolutely.
In the game the other day, we seen him rip off a player's helmet while Patrick Mahomes was scoring the touchdown. Not a call on the hands to the face and ripping off the Buffalo Bills headgear. Not a call.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yep. Is this thing working?
Rise up.